Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU's new sugar beet specialist, Dan Bublitz, who talked about managing Cercospora leaf spot in sugar beet. Dan just joined Extension this spring, having graduated from MSU with a master's in field crop pathology. He grew up on a sugar beet farm in the Saginaw Bay area. Dan gave a very thorough talk on Cercospora, but since we don't grow sugar beets in our region, I won't go into the details now. Reports of high western bean cutworm moth trap counts have come in from mid-Michigan, and counts this past week in our area were as high as 240 per trap. If you have not started scouting cornfields for egg masses and newly emerged larvae, now is the time. Field crop pathologist Marty Chilvers said tar spot is now confirmed in 5 counties in Michigan, although it is still patchy and not severe. Fungicide applications through R3, the milk stage, would still be helpful, but you need to check the label to make sure the late application is legal for the product. The weather outlook was presented by B.J. Bowley, standing in for Jeff Andreessen. Temperatures this past week were normal to above normal, and rainfall ranged from 1/10 to 1/2 inch, with most of the county receiving between a quarter and a half inch. Corn at tasseling or silking, or soybean at full bloom or beginning pod, will be used between 18 and 24 hundredths of an inch per day this coming week, so irrigation needs remain high. We were 51% short in topsoil moisture this past week in Michigan, which is the highest among Midwest states, and a 22% increase over the previous week. The high-pressure system sitting over Michigan that has brought warm and dry weather will give way to a frontal system and incoming low-pressure system from Canada midweek next week. Temperatures next week will remain higher than normal, but cooler than normal temperatures are predicted for the remainder of August. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crop Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I also want to make you aware of an important meeting that MSU Extension will be hosting north of Sturgis in St. Joseph County. On Friday morning, August 16th, we will host the Southwest Michigan Crop and Irrigation Research Field Day. The meeting will be sponsored by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee and include a free lunch. Topics include old and new tools for irrigation scheduling and soil moisture monitoring, corn leaf wetness and tar spot in corn, irrigation uniformity checking with Taco Bell or Eye in the Sky, soybean nodulation and crop development research, soybean production in a late planted season, and deer management in field crops. Registration for the meeting can be found online at the MSU Extension website. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where MSU's field crop pathologist Martin Chilvers will talk about crop diseases in 2019. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.